Now, one more point on the discussion that we offered about Meleches Machsheves, and for this I'll need your help, because I need to ask you for a Gemara in Moed Katan, if anybody would be kind enough to try to get me that Gemara. And I would tell you the following, that as a general rule, the Totsos Chaim that we learnt is of the opinion that Chatzi Shir is a Chatzi Melacha. Why? Because the machshava that a person puts in to a Melacha is critical, and it defines the essence of the Melacha. That's what it means, Meleches Machsheves. Thank you so much. Now, where do we see clearly that the machshava of a person defines the essence of the Melacha? That was the Rambam Shita regarding Meleches Zomer. Zomer means pruning. As we discussed at great length, it looks radically different than any form of zorea, of planting. And yet the Rambam classifies it as an av. Says the Rambam, why is Zomer an av? Because his machshava was kidei legadel ulahatzmiach. It has the same purpose in his mind as planting, in order to increase growth. So the Totsos Chaim wants to derive from this Rambam a pretty colossal chiddush, a definition that machshava and your purpose defines the very essence of the melacha. We found something similar in the case of misasek. Misasek means that I wanted to do something of heter, and I had no machshava to do something of iser. I thought that this was already cut down, and lo and behold, to my surprise, it turns out it's still growing, and I cut it in half, which is meleches ktsira, and I'm potter. I didn't even do a malach. I don't even have to bring a karm chattas for that. Because again, the concept is that machshava defines the malach. The thought that I put into it is the precondition essentially for the malach. And we find something very similar with regard to the Gemara in Moed Katan. The Gemara Moed Katan, which is on Daf Beis on the Beis, and Belinetta will try to find an opportunity to see this Gemara inside. One second, which number is it here on this list? Number 5. Okay, sorry. The Gemara wants to know, what's the status of Menakesh? Mem Nun Chaf Shin. Menakesh is weeding, right? When we take out the weeds, because the weeds have a tendency, as you know, to strangle the plants. And Rav Yosef says in the Gemara on Daf Beis Amid Beis that Menakesh is called Zorea. When you remove these weeds, it frees, you know, the strangling of the plants in such a way that the plants can now grow, and that's Meleches Zorea. Now, if I would ask you the following question from the perspective of the mice, of the actual action, are you putting something in the ground or are you ripping something out of the ground? So that from the mice perspective, if we frame just the external act, I would say that Menakesh is anything but Zorea. And the Gemara quotes Rabba, and Rabba says that you cannot be Mechayev him for Zorea. Now, Rava's own shita is that Menakesh is prohibited under a different category, a different malacha. Again, this is way off the target of our learning. Somehow, Rava redefines Meleches Charisha, that plowing means removing that part of the field
which has to be removed. And therefore, if you remove the weeds, that's also kind of like digging into the ground and taking out something. Okay, that needs a lot of work. Not for us now. But the point is that Rav Yosef seems to be putting the emphasis on his machshava, meaning on what his goal is. And since his ultimate purpose and his goal is to create more legidul hatzemach, that makes it into meleches Zorea.
Now, if that be the case, we have a little bit of a problem. Why do we have a problem? So let's review in our minds the yesod of the Totsas Chaim. And that is that the Rashbam and the Rambam belong to a particular school of thought, and they ascribe to that school that defines Chatzi Shir as Chatzi Malacha. What does that mean? That there's a chisorn of Meleches Machsheves with regard to Chatzi Shir. We're not going to apply the universal principle of Chatzi Shir Osim in a Torah because he didn't do the Malacha. How do we know that the Rambam ascribes to that view? Because the Rambam integrates the following two cases. Case number one, where he carried half of a grogeres from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. Case number two, where he picked up a grogeres in Rishus HaYochid, but he never actually put it down on the ground of Rishus HaYochid. That's Akira below Anocha. Now, clearly, Akira below Anocha is a Chatzi Malacha. You're missing one of the elements in the Malacha, the essential elements in the Malacha. The Malacha is picking it up and putting it down. And the Rambam combines Chatzi Shir with the case of Zeh Oker V'lo Iniach, where he does half the Malacha. Apparently the Rambam equates them with the analogy that even in Chatzi Shir he did half the Malacha. Why? Why is it considered like he did half the Malacha? Because it's a Chisaron in Meleches Machsheves. Whenever you're lacking Meleches Machsheves, it's like a Chatzi Malacha. The Rambam in fact says that in the case of Chatzi Shir, he's Patur. Patur in the Rambam means Patur Aval Asu, which means it's only Asu Drabbanan. On a Daraisa level, it's Mutter because he didn't do a Malacha. Now, we linked up that Rambam with the Rambam who classifies Zomer as an Av, because in both cases, the Machshava defines the Malacha. If there's a Chisar Malachas Machshava, there's no Malacha. If his Machshava was Legadel Esatzemach, that makes it into an Av Malach in the case of Zomer. So Rambam upgrades Zomer to the level of an Av. The Rambam defines Chatzi Shir as a Chatzi Malacha. All this is because of the active application of Malachas Machshavas as a definition of the Malach itself. Now we see from Rav Yosef in Masechta Moed Katan Daf Beis Amid Beis that he also ascribes to that shita, namely that Chatzi Shir is a Chatzi Malacha. Why? Because it's lacking in Meleches Machsheves. The Machshav itself defines the Malacha. So Menakesh, even though it's radically different than Zorea, is in fact another form of Meleches Zorea because his Machshav in both cases is Legalus Atzmachim. If that be the case, then we're a little bit in trouble, because the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph says the following: Maskif le'Rav Yosef v'chi mutol lefos pachos mikashir. Rashi says that Rav Yosef was asking the following question: how do you allow baking half of a grogeres on Shabbos? It certainly also says Rashi, because Chatzi Shir Asim in a Torah. Rashi is telling us that Rav Yosef, in his question, is applying the universal halacha of Chatzi Shir Asim in a Torah to Chatzi Malacha. When I do a Chatzi Shir in Afia, essentially I've done Chatzi Shir. And therefore, it certainly is prohibited, because Chatzi Shir Asim in a Torah, to bake less than a grogeres. And that was the point of Rav Yosef. But that's all antithetical to the Yisod of the Totsas Chaim, because the Yisod of the Totsas Chaim is that where Machshava plays the key role, for example, Menakesh becomes now another example of Meleches Zorea, it means that Machshava defines the Malach itself. If that be the case, whenever we see Malachas Machshavas, then we know that you're lacking in the Malach itself. How then could Rav Yosef, who ascribes to that view, attack and say, well, Chatzi Shir should be Asa Min HaTorah? What do you mean Chatzi Shir Asa Min HaTorah? Chatzi Shir Asa Min HaTorah doesn't apply to Malach HaShabbos because Chatzi Shir is a Chatzi Malacha. And if it's a Chatzi Malacha, it was never included in the Isur. So how could Rav Yosef himself ask this question? And the premise of this question is that Chatzi Afiyah, Chatzi Shir Afiyah is Asa Min HaTorah. Rashi says Chatzi Shir Asa Min HaTorah, but according to everything that we've seen, Rav Yosef in the sugya in Moed Katan is assuming that the Machshava defines the very essence of the Malacha, and therefore Chatzi Shir, insofar as it's a Chisar and Malachas Machsheves, is not considered a Malacha at all, and Chatzi Shir Asa Min HaTorah would not apply. So on this question, the Tosfos HaChaim spends a lot of time. We're not going to do that now. I'm going to just leave you with a cliffhanger, as they say, with that question, because I want to go on to Rabbi Zalman Meltzer and perhaps to Rabbi Yechezkel Abramsky and some of the other giants, and how they understand Chatzi Shir in Meleches Shabbos. But as we at least temporarily say goodbye to Rabbi Nachum Zemba, we thank him because he opened our eyes as to this question of how do we define Meleches Machsheves? Is Meleches Machsheves a definition of the Malacha? And without it, it's not a Malacha, and there's nothing to talk about on a Doraisa level, or no. Meleches Machsheves is only a Ptur. It is a Malacha, but you're Potter. And the Nafkamina is going to be how we understand Chatzi Shir. If we're saying that despite the absence of Meleches Machsheves in the case of Chatzi Shir, it is a Malacha, then we can activate the principle of Chatzi Shir Asa Min HaTorah as Rashi does. If on the other hand we're saying that Chatzi Shir is a Chisar Meleches Machsheves, meaning that it undermines the Malach itself, then Chatzi Shir is a Chatzi Malacha, and it's not a Malacha, and therefore we cannot apply the principle of Chatzi Shir Asa Min HaTorah. So far so good? Okay, that's what we have from Rav Menachem Zemba. Now, I wanted to say the following. As we say goodbye to Rav Menachem Zemba, we could possibly suggest, and that has to be a research project of its own, that maybe there are two categories of Meleches Machsheves. There may be Meleches Machsheves as a condition, not in the Malach itself, but as a condition in the Chiyuv, what we call the Chovas Gavra, meaning you're not Chayev unless it was Meleches Machsheves. And there might be another definition of Meleches Machsheves that defines the Malacha itself in its very essence. What I mean to say is that I'm afraid to leave Rabbi Nachum Zemba with the following P.S. that according to Rashi, Meleches Machsheves is not a definition of the Malach itself. Rashi, the Rashi that he's basing his case on is, number one, the Rashi of Chatzi Shir Asa Min HaTorah in Meleches Safiyah, and number two, the Rashi that Zomer is a Tolda and not an Av. In my humble opinion, I don't think that we can extrapolate from those two statements of Rashi that Rashi in general, universally, would adopt the position that Chatzi Shir is a Zaitig, is a separate extraneous condition, but it doesn't define the Malach itself. True, says Rashi, in the case of Chatzi Shir, you did the Afir, albeit on less than a Shir, but there was a full-fledged Afir. There the Chatzi Shir is not going to remove, and the Meleches Machsheves, or the absence of Meleches Machsheves, is not going to remove and undermine the very Malach. You did a Malach. You did a Malach only on half the volume. That's one thing. Number two, Rashi is not saying that Zomer is Mutter. He's not being Mafkia the Shem Malacha from Zomer. He's just saying that Zomer is not an Av. And Rashi may require, in the case of an Av, a double requirement. You need a Machshava, meaning that your goal and your objective is the same as the Av. And number two, you need a Maisa, where in the external Tzuras HaMaisa it's got to be very similar to the original Av as it was performed in the Mishkan. It doesn't mean, therefore, that Rashi denies that Melechus Machsheves is essential to the very definition of the Melacha. And I say this because of Rashi Shita Misaseg. Rashi holds a Misaseg that you're potter Misaseg because, number one, you didn't do anything wrong, according to your understanding. You had no awareness of the fact that this is growing in the ground. You thought it was Tolish and it turns out to be a Mechubar. And number two, Rashi says, even further than that, there were two objects sitting on the table. You meant to do an object. You meant to do an action on object A. At the end, you did it on object B. That's called Shnei Chafotzim. You're called a Misasek. Why? Because your hand, you know, the Malach, so to speak, came and moved your hand from one object to the other. Rashi gives the example of a person who is about to eat Shuman, which he's allowed to eat, and he gets distracted for a second. Somebody distracts him, and then he grabs the chalif and he eats the chalif. In such a case, Rashi says he should be potter. Again, there's an external reason why he might be chayv because of shekein neder, but other than that, this is a classical case of misasik. You have two conditions that have been fulfilled. Number one, his kavara was l'shem heter, he wanted to eat shuman. And number two, his arm, so to speak, his maisa was deflected, and instead of doing an action on object A, he did an action on object B. Instead of eating the shuman, he ate the chalef. I mean, in such a case, I would say that Rashi is certainly telling me that misaseg is a ptur of meleches machsheves to the extent in which it undermines the very shame malacha. In fact, in Isurim, it would undermine the very shame maisa vera. And therefore he's potter from even a carbon shogeg. He's not even a shogeg. He's on a rung that's lower level than it's not even a chatzi shir osim in a Torah case.
But isn't it, if we have the two, you have two people that are doing a voda that can't be done by one, on Shabbos, because you do a malacha.
Zeini yochel, zeini yochel, you mean?
Yes, right.
Then the chayim.
They can't do it by themselves.
Right, they can't do it. I think they're both chayim. Zeh yochel v'zeh yochel. If each one can do it on his own, then we say shnayim shasu potter. But if zeh eino yochel v'zeh eino yochel, I need the joint effort. Then we view them as a partnership and chayim. As far as I recall, I mean, again, I have Gemara Shabbos. If you, this is not Shabbos. This is Moed Kod. But if you have Gemara Shabbos here,
I can look it up.
Yeah, look it up. It's right there at Daf Gimel, I think.
Yeah, see, I thought it was just
Hafur. Now the truth is, Rabosai, I fudged it a little bit, because Rashi, when he talks about Misasek, he does not quote Meleches Machsheves. At least not in the context of Rabbi Eliezer, not in the context of Abaye, not in the context of Rova. When he gets to Shmuel, which is another Shita in Gansin, Shmuel says there's a Ptur of Meleches Machsheves. So what's Shmuel talking about? Shmuel's talking about a case where we have two objects in front of him. Both are Asur v'Melacha. They're both Mechubar, but he wanted to get the ones on the west, then he got the ones on the east. That's enough to make him into a Misasek according to Shmuel. And here, Shmuel invokes the principle of Meleches Machsheves. That case, I think Rav Menachem Zembe would argue, is not a Hafkas Melacha. That is a Melacha. Because whether or not he takes from this side or from that side, he's definitely violating the Melacha. See, at Kavanas Easter. And if there's a halacha of miskaima machshavto, meaning that in Shabbos there's a unique halacha that you potter because of meleches machshavos ad she yiskaima machshavto, in other words, it should happen exactly the way he planned, I wouldn't say that if he picked up these dates instead of these dates, and they were all mechubar, and he plucked them out of the ground, that because he ended up with the wrong dates, therefore there's no shame melacha. Here I think Rav Menachem Zembe his argument would be very cogent and very persuasive that it's not a case of hafkas hamalacha. This would be a ptur. But Belined, what we want to get to today, and I'm hoping at least to get to the beginning of that new sug of makalkel, where a person does a malacha but it's destructive rather than constructive, and that's a chisaron of meleches machsheves. There I would argue against Rav Menachem Zembe, in favor of, if you will, the position of the Rambam and the Rashbam against Rashi, that meleches machsheves defines the malach itself. Now, we had a Rashi in Beitza, if you recall, that Meleches Machsheves requires a Meleches Umnus. So if he gathers together the onions in a basket, or for example, he ties a kesher, but he doesn't make it into a kesher shel kayoma with a Meleches Uman, he might be potter in such cases, because of Meleches Machsheves. There, I think, you know, one could argue both ways, and I think there Rav Nachum Zemes Chakir would be very appropriate. Is it that Meleches Umnus or bust, and if you don't do Meleches Umnus, that's not called a Melacha, or no, we're adding another condition from the outside, and we're saying that it's got to be Umnus, it's got to be up to par, that you need an expert to beautify it. Remember we spoke, if anybody recalls, about Mafis Mursa, you know, the dermatologist who's opening up a blister, and it has to be done in the Kiderach HaRofim, then he's Chayav. It's got to be a professional kind of way. That you can argue, perhaps, is a Zaitig Etnai. You know, it's external. It's only a condition. It doesn't define the Malach itself. And again, Rabbi Nachum Zev would argue that even if you agree with that position, it's because it's not really Machshava. It has something to do with the objective action. There are two different categories of the action on a level of echus, how do you say that in English, of quality. Qualitatively, they're two different actions. There's one quality called Meleches Hejot, and there's another quality of an action that's called Meleches Uman. That might have something to do with a tnai, as we said. You know, so the Melacha was done, but there was something missing in the quality of Melacha. That could be compared to Rashi Sheet of Chatzin Shir, where essentially he did the Melacha, the Maisa Melacha, and so forth, but there's something lacking in the Shir. Or, alternatively, you could say that since there's a qualitative difference in the Tzuras HaMaisa, because the way a Hejot does the Maisa is not similar to the way the Uman, the professional, does the Maisa, that's already objective in the Maisa, and therefore it's not a Melacha at all. When it comes to Machshava, you know, what was my goal and what was my purpose? Or, for example, did I do it in a way that's significant? A full shear, less than a full shear? That already doesn't in any way necessarily impose on the significance of the Maisa, but rather the purpose and the goal of the doer, what was in his mind, and what was, that already, you know, that's already something else. You know, on a level of Maisa, I think we could say that if the Maisa is so radically different than the Malach as it was done in the Mishkan, then it's not a Malach at all. But when you do the Malach in the proper way with the Tzuras HaMaisa, just that you don't have that Machshava element to it, I don't know. Does that mean, therefore, that it undermines the torpedoes of the Malach itself, or is it just some sort of condition in the Chiyuv? Now, 50 years ago, there was a Rosh Yeshiva here in Yerushalayim by the name of Issa Zalman Meltzer, and he came from the great yeshiva back in Litta, which was called, what was it called? Not Falloshin, no, he was Rosh Yeshiva in a different yeshiva. Okay, it'll come to me as we go along. But he reestablished himself here in Yerushalayim, and he created a yeshiva in Yerushalayim, Rabbi Issa Zalman Meltzer. How many of you may have heard of him? I'm just curious. Yeah. His son-in-law was Rabbi Aaron Cutler. In any event, Rabbi Issa Zalman Meltzer wrote a magnum opus, if you will, on the Rambam, called the Even HaOzel. And at the beginning of Hilchas Shabbos, he actually addresses the issue of Chatzi Shir Asur Min HaTorah. What is the Rambam Shita with regard to Shabbos if a person violates half of the shear of the Malacha? Whereas we saw in Rabbi Nachum Zemba, he insists that if you don't do the shear shalem, it's only a chatzi shear, it's not Meleches Machsheves, and the Rambam would compare it to chatzi Malacha, like he does in the case of chatzi shear of Hotzah, comparing it to chatzi shear of Ze'oker. Below Hanocha, he does the Akir without Hanocha. You open up the Even HaOzel, He doesn't even whisper, he doesn't even mention in a footnote all that we did in the Tzotzos Chaim, as if to say he was unaware of that sefer. And he says the file, Yesh La'ayin, again, I'll photocopy this for you, Bili Neder, B'chatzi Shir, Ha'im Yisuro Min HaTorah. What's the deal with Chatzi Shir Moloch? Is it an Issur Torah? Do we apply the universal rule of Chatzi Shir Asa Min HaTorah to Molech HaShabbos? Hine. B'Shabbos Daf Ayin Dalet Omer Aleph, Parech B'Gemara, this was Rabbi Yosef's Kasha, V'chimuto Lefos Pochos Mikashir. Is there a possibility that we would allow someone to bake half of a grogeres on Shabbos? Obviously not. That was a rhetorical question. Pirish Rashi, Chatzi Shir, Asur Min HaTorah. So this is how Meltzer wants to know, would the Rambam agree that Chatzi Shir, Asur Min HaTorah applies to Melech HaShabbos the way Rashi formulates it in Masech HaShabbos Ayin Dal? And in order to answer this question, to our surprise, the Evan Ozel quotes or refers to a Rambam in Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah. Pretty shocking. The Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin of Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah writes, Ha'ochel min ha'chametz atzmo b'pesach kol shehu ha'reza osa min ha'torah shedema lo yochel. Now the shear of chametz is like any macholos asuris kizayis. He went ahead and he ate less than a kizayis. The Rambam calls it a kolshu, the smallest amount. Says the Rambam, "Hareza osur min hatorah." Wow, this is really interesting, because the Rambam adds shenemar lo yeochel. Now the Rambam doesn't bother in every single case of something that's osur to tell us that it's osur to eat a kolshu who less than a shear, and how much more so the Rambam doesn't need a pasuk to prove it. Why does the Rambam, in the case of chametz, go out of his way to tell us that if he ate a kol shehu, hareza osur min haTorah? And not only that, the Rambam has to invoke a pasuk shenemar lo yeochel, which means afilu kol shehu. And the Kesef Mishnah writes kosher lamalon kra de lo yeochel. Typically, the bchol yisuri haTorah kaimalon chatzis shir osur min haTorah. So this question of the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam generates a lot of literature. The Mishnah Melech has a whole piece on this. My Rebbe Rav Soloveitchik has a whole piece on this. What does the Evan Ozel want to say? Muchach, I can prove from this Rambam, the sover, the masha eno domelisa chelev lo yalfina mikro de kol chelev. That although, yes, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, that Chatzi Shir Asur Min HaTorah, but that's not a universal, all-inclusive principle. It's derived from the pasuk Kol Chelev. Anything that's similar to Kol Chelev, then we apply the principle of Chatzi Shir Asur Min HaTorah. The Rambam is of the opinion that Chametz is not Dumya, is not similar to Kol Chelev. Therefore, it would not come under the universal principle of Chatzi Shir. The Rambam needs a special pasuk with a chiddush that Chatzi Shir and Chametz is Asur Min HaTorah, not under the lav of Kol Chelev Lo Sochlu, the Kol, not under the lav of Chatzi Shir Asur Min HaTorah, but under the lav of Lo Yeochel. It shall not be eaten, which means when the Torah shifted the emphasis from the Maisa Achila to the Heft of the Chametz, to say that even a Kol Shehu constitutes a violation of Chatzi Shir Asur Min HaTorah. So in other words, according to Rabbi Zalman Meltzer, in answering the Kesef Mishnah's question, why the Rambam bothered with quoting a pasuk of Lo Yeochel, when we have a universal principle of Chatzi Shir Asur Min HaTorah, says Rabbi Zalman, there are two categories of Chatzi Shir. There's category number one, which is Rabbi Yochanan at the end of Yuma, of Kol Chelev and anything that's similar to Kol Chelev. And then there's this new category of kol chametz, of lo yeochel, which means that in chametz there's a chatzi shir. What we have to try to rack our brains is to figure out, for Rav Zalman Meltzer, what does he mean when he says it's got to be domeh le'iser chelev. When is it doma lisa chelev? When is it not doma lisa chelev? I can give you a long list of isurim, and I could ask you to check off in any particular case: is it dumya dekol chelev? Is it not dumya dekol chelev? So, for example, I can give you dam, and I can give you nosar, and I can give you nevela, and shreifa, and shkotzim, and ramosim, and in each case I could ask you, is it similar to kol chelev? Is it not similar to kol chelev? Would I be chayev for a chatzi osim and a torah for a chatzi shir or not? And then I would add to the list chametz, and I would add to my, ask myself the question, well, is chametz similar to all those things that are on the list that come under kol chelev? However, Abosai, what makes chametz different than everything else on the list? I'll give you a hint. There's something called permanent and something called temporary. What's the difference between chametz and everything else that I mentioned on that list? From chelev all the way down to the bottom of the list.
Yeah, it's permitted, and then it's not.
Right, it's temporary. It's only a transitory Easter. It's only also for 7 days. That very same chametz after Pesach is mutter. Okay, now there's such a thing as chametz sha'avol av Pesach. Let's say I own the chametz. But let's say nobody owned this chametz. It was hefker. After Pesach, I can eat that chametz. That's not true for chelev or dam or b'klayakerem or oral or any other nisurim. So I'm getting the impression here, I'm not sure, that maybe what Rabbi Zalman is trying to say is that in chametz I need a special gzeres hakosuv to teach me that you're also b'mashahu and I cannot place it under the general rubric of kol chelev, because chelev represents a permanent iser, an iser which cannot be reversed. It's not something which has a time limitation and it terminates and then it becomes heter. Chametz is unique, so therefore maybe the Torah would be more lenient with regard to chametz and say, just like we have a time bomb, you know, we have a limit to the extension, there's an expiration date for chametz. So the Torah would also be mekil if you eat only a kol shus. For that, the Rambam needs a special pasuk of lo ye'achel. Okay, what does this have to do with Shabbos? After all, this is the first piece in the Sefer Eben Ozel on Hilchos Shabbos. He says, lefi zeh, if this is the yesod of the Rambam, then he says, be'isur Shabbos, lo yalfinon chatzi shir osim in haTorah mikol chelev. He says, if you're giving a list of all Isurim which are similar to Kol Chelev, if Kol Chelev becomes your paradigm, and that which is similar to Kol Chelev comes under the Halach of Chatzi Shir, that which is not similar to Kol Chelev needs its own Gezeres HaKosuv, some Yalfusan, a limit of its own to establish Chatzi Shir. Chametz is different because it's a temporary kind of an Isur, and it passes by after 7 days, and if I need a special Chiddush of the Pasuk Lo Ye'achel to establish that chatzi shir is also been a Torah in the case of chametz, a new category not to be equated or derived from kol chelev, is what would you say about Shabbos? Anybody?
Similar to chametz.
Correct.
Just rest the week.
Beautiful, David. Be'isur Shabbos lo yalfinon chatzi shir also been a Torah from kol chelev. It's not similar to kol chelev. In other words, when Rav Yosef got up in the Gemara on Daf Ayin Dalet, and he yelled and he screamed, are you allowed to bake a half a grogeris on Shabbos? What he really meant was that it's osim min rabbanon. He didn't mean that it's osim min haTorah. Because min haTorah, where's your source for chatzi shir? Oh, kol chelev. Yeah, but Shabbos is not similar to kol chelev. It's a transitory, time-bound, time-limited Easter. And therefore, there would be no possibility of deriving chatzi shir osim min haTorah from kol chelev, which is the source, according to Rabbi Yochanan, for chatzi shir osim in haTorah. So again, Rabosai, we have two approaches here coming from two ends of the spectrum as to why there are Rishonim who reject Rashi, who object to Rashi. We call them the Rashbam and the Rambam. The Rashbam is pretty outspoken, pretty clear. He says that there's no chatzi shir osim in haTorah if you bake half a grogeres, so you carry half a grogeres on Shabbos, because meleches machsheves osra Torah. This is not a melacha chashuv. The Rambam, on the other hand, doesn't go out of his way to say, well, you know what, in the case of chatzi shir, it's potter, it's mutter min haTorah. Why? Because of meleches machsheves. Where do we find such a Rambam? Of course, Rav Menachem Zemel would say we did find such a Ram, because the Ram says Chatzi Shir Notzah is similar to Ze Oker Ve'eno Meiniach, which makes it into a Chatzi Molacha. That can only be true because the principle of Malachas Machsheva defines the essence of the Molacha. But Rav Issa Zalman Belzer is not going on that path. He's not accepting that. He wants to say that in order to reveal the truth about why the Rama would not apply Chatzi Shir Asim and Atorah to Malachas Shabbos, is because the Rambam would not apply Chatzi Shir Asim and Atorah unless you convince him that it's Dumya de Kol Chelev. Now, it's basically everyone's innocent until proven guilty. I don't know that Chatzi Shir in Dam or in Nosar or in Klayak Kerem or in Trefus, Nevelis, Shkatz Ratzvus also. I don't know that until you prove to me that it's Dumya de Chelev. Okay, Dumya de Chelev, will add it into the bag. But in the case of Shabbos, you can't prove to me that it's Dumya the Chelev, and therefore Chatzi Shir Mutar Min HaTorah. Ah, you'll ask me, but Chometz is not Dumya the Chelev, and yet the Rambam says explicitly that Yechayev for even a Kol Dehu. I shouldn't say Yechayev, but you violated Issur Torah even on a Kol Dehu, Chatzi Shir. The answer is because the Rambam says, Lo Yeachel. I have a special pasuk that tells me and teaches me, breaking new ground, that there's an Issur of Chatzi Shir Osman HaTorah in the case of Chometz. But in the case of Maleches Machsheves, I don't have a pasuk, a source for Chatzi Shir Asim in HaTorah. And therefore, when the Gemara says that for sure you cannot bake half a grogeres, it's talking about an Isur Dirabanan. Then Rav Issa Zalman adds another point. So far, so good. Why would the Rambam object to applying Chatzi Shir Asim and HaTorah to Melech HaShabbos? It's not Dumya de Chelev, and therefore it doesn't come under the derivation of Kol Chelev. So far, so good. But wait a second. The Gemara at the end of Yuma, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chatzi Shir Asim and HaTorah, offers a second, an alternative explanation for Rabbi Yochanan. Does anybody remember? We mentioned it once in the past. But it's too late. The Gemara says Chazi litztarufi, that why is Chatzi Shir Asim in HaTorah? Not because of a pasuk called Chelev, but because of a svara. What's a svara? The svara is Chazi litztarufi, which means that if I eat half a kezayis, I can always add another half a kezayis, and therefore the Torah prohibits even Chatzi Shir. Let's assume, for argument's sake, that Chazi litztarufe. Just 1 second. Okay, so I don't know what to assume here, but let me read to you one more line in the Evan Oz. And this line really baffles me. Says the Evan Ozel, because again he's maintaining that according to the Rambam, Chatzi Shir Melech HaShabbos is only midrabanan. He says Afil litam Chazi litztarufe. Even if I accept the principle of Chazi litztarufe, even so, the principle of Chatzi Shir would not operate regarding Meleches Shabbos. So then he summarizes and says, Linyan Isur Shabbos Bein Lemashal Lomdu Chatzi Shir Mi Kol Chelev Bein Mitam Chazi litztarufe Eino Shayach Lemeleches Shabbos. I don't get it.
Why?
He doesn't tell you why. Ikir chasim and asefer. To the same extent that you eat half a zayis of nevela, then you can add another half a zayis. So too, you carry a half a zayis, half of a gorgeris, and then you go back and carry another half of a gorgeris. I'm afraid to say this because it's too revolutionary for me, but maybe, according to Rav Issa Zalman, there's no Chazi litztarufe. So I don't know what that means. Is Rav Issa Zalman going to tell me that if Ruvein bakes a half of grogeres and then he adds another half of grogeres, then he's not chayev? I thought for sure he'd be chayev in such a case. Maybe Rav Issa Zalman is saying the following. If he's feeding the oven piecemeal, but ultimately he's got a full grogeres in the oven at any single moment in time, then he's chayev. But what happens if he bakes a chatzi gogeres, takes it out of the oven, and then he looks at it and he says, oh my gosh, I'm going to feed this to my family. I'll say, well, what is this, gourmet food? So he rushes and he puts in another half a gogeres into the oven. Maybe in such a case, since he's already baked the first half a gogeres, it's no longer chazil, it's tarufe. And that be the case, then there's no chatzi shirasim in a Torah, and the whole deal is only the rabban. But again, I would still assume that if he feeds the oven piecemeal, a tenth of a gogeres, another tenth, then that would certainly be chazil tzarufe. But in any event, I'm just bringing you right now the language of Mrs. Zalman. There's no chazil tzarufe in Meleches Shabbos. So therefore, chatzi shirasim in a Torah, mimonafshach would not apply to Meleches Shabbos. If it's because, if Chatzi Shir is based on Kol Chelev, Shabbos is not Dumya De Chelev, and if it's because of Chazil Tzarufe, he lays down the premise that there's no Chazil Tzarufe regarding Melechus Shabbos. Then he writes the Od Nira, and I'll finish up the Rabbi Salman with that. I want to give you Rabbi Yecheskel Abramsky. And this the Od Nira, it seems to me, is like a postscript here, and I think it sounds awfully similar to Rabbi Nachum Zemba. Od Nira Lomar, and I don't know if he's starting a whole new approach, the Le'inyan Meleches Shabbos Lo Shayach Chatzi Shir Osim in HaTorah. Why? He says, Mishum De Lo Shayach Chazil Tzarufe. Chazil Tzarufe means there's a certain chashivus to every single part of the Kezayis, and you can put them all together. Avol bepachas mikishir b'meleches Shabbos ein chashivus molacha klal. So again, he doesn't use exactly the same language as the Totzos Chaim, but it's very, very similar. Ein chashivus la molacha klal. So he's saying like this, the chazil tzarufe shouldn't be taken literally. You know, can I put it all together and so forth and so on. Start with the chatzi shir, yeah, the other chatzi shir, no. Chazil tzarufe is just a physical description of an idea. It's sort of like a method of communication. You know, sometimes when I want to transmit a message, so the message here of Chatzi Shir, Chazil Tzarufe, is that there's a certain chashivus to each part of the Chatzi Shir. And the proof is, because I add together Chatzi Shir and another Chatzi Shir, and then I'm chayav. So you can't tell me, well, I ate the first half of Zayas, that has no chashivus to it. And then I eat the second half of his eyes, I'm chayiv even for the first half of his eyes. Because that's the law. He gets malchus for eating a full zayas, even though he ate it piecemeal. It must be that there's a certain chashivus to the first chatzi zayas as well. It's not like the chayiv, oh, he's a tzaddik gomer, you know, let's give him shishi because he ate the first half of his eyes of nevelu. No, that's not so. But he says, in the case of Shabbos, what is the precondition or the basis, the you know, the foundation of an Iser here? It's a malacha. If you don't call it a malacha, it's not awesome. And he says Chatzi Shir is not a malacha. And therefore here, the Chazil Tzarufe Svar of giving a chashivus to half of a shir of Machalas Asus doesn't apply. It has no parallel. Because half a shir of a malacha is half of a malacha.
But it's because it's Tzarufe.
Again, if Chazil Tzarufe is the reason, meaning because I could put these two together and I'd be chayev, then maybe Rabbi Sazam would be mode that applies to Shabbos. But if Chazil Tzarufe is only a gilui to set up a certain chashivus that every half of Zayis must be chashiv in its own, because otherwise when you get to the second half of Zayis, how can you be chayiv for the first half of Zayis?
Right.
It must have been that the first half of Zayis was also an Iser, and that's the svar of Chatzi Shir Osim in HaTorah. That's not necessarily applicable in the case of Shabbos. Why? Because in Shabbos there's another element that enters into the equation, and that's molacha. You want to define a molacha. And the molacha means it's got chashivus to it. I don't know if you can set up a parallel chashivus in Chatzi Shir in Melechus Shabbos parallel to the case of Chatzi Shir in Macholos Asuras. In Macholos Asuras, I have a chashivus to the Chatzi Shir because he ate a half of Kezayis of Nevela, and that half of Kezayis of Nevela is the springboard from which he'll be chayiv when he eats the second half of Kezayis. He's chayiv for both halves of the Kezayis. That's called a chashivus of Chatzi. of chazi litz tarufe. But in the case of the malacha, what chashivas can you give to half a malacha? It's not worth a dime. It's not even a malacha. That's what he says. And I think, again, if I was writing footnotes on Rabbi Zalman, I would say that he's really triggering off, in my mind, at least by association, the bell of the Totzos Chaim. That just like if you don't put down the object, that's called hanacha, that's a chatzi malacha, so too, if you carry half a grogeres, that is also a chatzi malacha. Why? Says Rabbi Zalman, it doesn't have the chashivas of malacha such that I can add that to the second half of the malacha and make one malacha out of it. You can't. A malacha can't be split into its parts. Every part is zero. It's zero plus zero equals zero. Masha Enkin and Nevela, there it's half plus half equals a whole. David, are you with me? Mm-hmm. Again, you would say it a little differently. You say half plus half, right? Or something. Other than that, that's what we think. I hold that the Amic Learning Center is a training session to be open-minded to all different kinds of dialects of English. Because every country, every person, wherever you come, he thinks that he speaks the right English, right? Truth is, I have to admit, probably the Brits speak better English than we Americans, but... Okay. So again, Rabosai, leaving out the Ode Nira, that last postscript in the presentation of Mrs. Zalman, if you were to pinpoint, you know, if you would put Rabbi Zalman against the wall and ask him why Chatzi Shiras ben Torah doesn't apply to Melech HaShabbos, he would give you, I think, the following two answers. Number one, it's not Dumya Dechelev, because it's like Chametz and not Chelev. And number two, it's not called Chazi Litz Tarufi. Why is it not Chazi Litz Tarufi? He doesn't tell us. In his first approach, he doesn't reveal that. Maybe he means it's not Chazi Litz Tarufi because once you take the first half of Grogeris out of the oven, it's Gandik. You're finished with that afir. Now you want to start a brand new afir. It's not mitztaref to the first afir. Mashenkin achila takes place over the course of time. You know, you don't have to swallow down a full kezias in one achila. So that achila is built up on half a gezias, another half a gezias. So that's called chazi litztarufe. But in a malacha case, if you completed the malacha, that's it. Now you're starting a whole new malacha, and there's no way of being mitztaref. I don't know. Let me give you an extreme example. Let's say you had a klaf that was very small, and you write a large letter that can just about fit on that klaf. Now you take another klaf and you write a second letter. That would be a case of chatzi shir shelo chazi litztarufe. Why? Because you can't say that you wrote one letter and then another letter. You know, you finish the klaf. The klaf is a final, as you say, a final product. Now you want to start a new ksiva and write another letter. Okay, start a new malacha. But I can't be mitzarif the two osios. There, each one is on a different klaf. I don't know. Again, what I'm saying is very... I wish Rabbi Zalman would have explained to us what he means, that there's no chazi l'tzarufe in Melech HaShabbos. Now we get to Rav Yecheskel Abramsky. Now, who is Rav Yecheskel Abramsky? I always like to give you a little bit of a taste.
Is he British? British.
He was a rav in Britain. Was he born in Britain? I think he was European. No, I mean, well, he's from Eastern Europe. But yeah, he was a rav in Britain. And then he came in Aliyah. He lived in Beit Fagan. And here in Eretz Yisrael, he served in very significant positions as the Av Beis Din. And then he dedicated himself to writing a pirush on the Tosefta. And I have to tell you, Rabosai, there's not that much on the Tosefta. You have, what's his name from the seminary? What was his name?
Heschel.
Not Heschel. No. I wouldn't say his name in the same breath as Heschel.
Lieben.
Saul Lieben. Saul Lieben wrote Tosefta Kipshuta, a magnum opus on the Tosefta. His style is a little bit more what I call scientific. He focuses to a large extent, and he gets a tremendous amount of credit for this, in the job of clarifying the text of the Tosefta. Tosefta is a big mess. And he tries to sort it all out. What is the correct text of the Tosefta? Once in a blue moon, maybe one out of a thousand, you'll find up some bit of a svara, of a hesber, you know. Sometimes he has historical hesberim. Rabbi Chesko Abramsky was on a different wavelength. He tried to explain the Tosefta, not just from a technical, scientific perspective, what is the actual, you know, which manuscript is reliable, which text is reliable, but from a conceptual perspective. So here's what the Tosefta says in the fourth chapter of Masechta Beitza. It says the following: Ha'oreg chut echad, ha'kosef os achas, chayov chatos. This is pretty revolutionary. What does it mean, chayev chatas? He only violated a chatzi shir. Divrei Rebbe Lozer. The chachomim omrim eino ela shavus. We have here a machlokes from one polar extreme to the other. Whereas Rebbe Lozer is saying, full brunt, he violated melecha Shabbos mamish with one os, with one ariga of chut echad, and he brings a korban chatas. And the Chacham say it's only a Shavus d'Rabban. This is an occasion for Rabbi Yechezkel Abramsky to try to analyze the concept of Chatzi Shir in Meleches Shabbos. Yesh Mokichim, someone approve from this Tosefta, quote, Eino Chayev El Mishum Shavus, meaning the Chachamim Shita, the Hod Amrin Chatzi Shir Osem in a Torah, Haini Dafka Bisure Achilo. Good. So this is something that we've seen already in the Tosas Chaim, we saw in the Evan Ozel. A whole school of thought revolved around the Rambam, the Rashbam, that there's no Malacha Da'oraisa in Chatzi Shir, there's no principle of Chatzi Shir Osim in a Torah, it's only a Shavus, only the Rabbah. But we never saw it in the Tosefta itself. The Tosas Chaim referred that to this Tosefta, but now we see it black on white. But now we have to ask the question, why not? What happened to Chatzi Shir? Says Rabbi Yechezkel Abramsky, Ve'ulai, perhaps, Shaini Iser Molocha Mi Iser Achila. There is a phenomenal difference between the two. Bisri Achila Shaykh Tam Decha Chazi Litztarufe. Klomar, what is Chazi Litztarufe? Kevon Sheba Achilas Kizayis Mitztaref Kolmashu Ochel Bitoch Kidei Achilas Pras Lechayev Al Achiloso. In the case of Achila, we have a mechanism, a halachic mechanism, to link together the first half of his Achila with the second half of Achila. What's that called? We have to prove and establish from that shekol mashahu, every single parcel of what he eats, hu ochel davar isur. And now we can link it together through the mechanism of achilas pras into one full kizayis. V'lachem, therefore, af chatzi shir osu min haTorah. Rak mishum de'ein bo shir eino chayev malkus, aval iser shayach. So he says the following: I can certainly justify and accept the position chatzi shir osim in haTorah because chazin tzarufe. Chazin tzarufe itself means that there's a din of komashu ochel tochidei achilus pras. He's chayev for if he gets up to a shir of kizayis. It means that every mashahu is what is a dover osim. Okay, I think we came up with very similar ideas. He adds, though, a very important principle here of Tokid Echil's Prav. Avol, he says, Avol Gabi Iser Melocha B'Shavis is Pochos Mikishir Eino Meleches Machsheves. Well, that's interesting. He's really quoting the Rashbam. Actually, in a second he'll quote the Rashbam verbatim. Is therefore ein kan dvar iser klal. In other words, once we activate the principle of meleches machsheves, then he says it cannot be considered a melacha. And therefore, there's no room to apply the principle of what? Of Chatzi Shir. Ein Oleches Machsheves says Rav Abramsky, Ein Kan Dovar Isur, Dvar Isur Kla. The Ayin B'Pirush HaRashbam B'Basu Daf Nunheim at Beis, the Pachos B'Kishir B'Shabbos Ein Oleches Machsheves. And therefore, if he had a hotzah of pachas mikagrogros, then on a Torah level he's not in any violation whatsoever. Okay. So let's just summarize so far what we have in the... It's called the Chazon Yecheskel. I didn't even mention the name of the Sefer. He wants to say that Chatzi Shir Melechas Shabbos does not come with the Chatzi Shir Osim in HaTorah, and the reason for that is because Chatzi Shir is lacking in Melechas Machsheves, and therefore it is not considered a Dover Iser Kla. Einklan Dover Iser Kla. Then in the next paragraph he quotes a Sifra. Sifra is the Torah's Kohanim, the Medrash Halacha on Sefer Vayikra. And it says the following. This is in Parshas Achrei Mos. Minayin shelo yichtov os. How do we know that we are enjoined from writing one letter on Shabbos? V'shelo yarog chut echad. Talmud lomar melacha v'chol melacha. The Torah could have said lo tasu melacha. But the Torah says, Lotasu, kol malacha. According to the Sifra, the extra word kol is coming to teach you that there's an iser of writing one os, or the arig of chut echad. Rabbo said, what does that sound like to you? Even before we read Rabbi Chezkel.
Kol chelev?
No, not kol chelev, it sounds like lo ye ochel in chametz. Meaning that although the Sifra would grant you that there's no logical application of Chatzi Shir Osim in HaTorah to the case of Melechah Shabbos, of writing one Os, but there's a special pasuk, and the Torah went out of its way to say, Kol Melacha, oh, now I see David which meant, Kol Chel Kol Melacha, to teach you that Chatzi Shir Osim in HaTorah in the case of Melechah Shabbos. But again, it doesn't seem to come under the general rule of Melechah, of Chatzi Shir, but rather under the specific rule of Kol Melacha. Says Rabbi Yecheskel, Mashma mehocha, the Chatzi Shir Asur b'Melacha miribuye dekra, special pasuk, Melacha kol Melacha. Ukemo demar bin Chatzi Shir be'isa achil, according to one opinion, Mishum, kra dekol chelev. So we have also here a pasuk of kol Melacha. And in the case of Chametz, of lo yeachel. And he says, Gam b'pirish Rashi b'mesef de Shabbos, but daf ayin taladom in peis kosav Rashi the Chatzi Shir Osim in HaTorah b'molacha k'mo b'Yisra Achila. So it turns out that we have two schools of thought here. Does Chatzi Shir Osim in HaTorah apply to Shabbos or does it not? According to one school of thought, which is reflected here by the Chachamim in the Tosefta in Beitza, it's only a Shavuos Midoraisa, it's nothing. And Rabbi Yechezkel identifies that as Ein Kan Iser Klal. Why? Because since it's not Melechas Machsheves, there's no Iser at all. Now we have another school of thought, and that's Rashi. Rashi's going to say that Ein Achid Mami. I agree with you, according to the general principles that we know in Shabbos, is Chatzi Shir should not be Osim in HaTorah. And the Pasuk of Kol Chelev could not establish Chatzi Shir in the case of Melechas Shabbos. That's Al Pi Svara. But now that I have a drasha, the Sifri's drasha of Kol Melacha, telling me that Chatzi Shir is also Melacha and Melechas Shabbos, albeit not B'Torah's the universal principle of Chatzi Shir also in the Torah, but as the expression of this particular Chatzi Shir that the Torah was Mechadish in Isur Melechas Shabbos, that's the new category. But Rabosai, that's not Rashi. It's very nice that we found the source for Chatzi Shir Osim in HaTorah in Melechah Shabbos from the Sifra. But I cannot identify Rashi Shita with the Sifra. If anybody has the photocopy of the Rashi in front of them, because Rashi says that this is Kiri Alfinan Biyuma. Rashi himself explicitly refers, I think, to the sugi of Chatzi Shir Asim in Torah. David, you have a Gemara Shabbos in front of you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you so much. So let's take a look. Okay, now I have to get reoriented here. Here's what he tells you. Okay, good. Not sure how easy it's going to be for me to find this. It'd probably be worth my extra effort here to get up. Just one second here. Maybe I'm getting to it. Wait one second. I think I found it. Rashi says the following. Nehi dechiv chatas leka, right, he carries a half a grogeres, but he surah mi'a ikah dekaimalon chatsi shir osu ben ha-Torah beperek basra diyuma. He's not quoting a sifra of kol malach. He's quoting the universal principle of chatsi shir osu ben ha-Torah. So basically we have here three shitas. We have one shita that chatsi shir is osu ben ha-Torah melech ha-Shabbos by virtue of the universal halach of chatsi shir. That's Rashi shita. We have another shita that chatsi shir osu ben ha-Torah is by virtue of a special pasuk of kol malach, and that's the sifra and achrimos. And then we have a third shita which we can identify with the Rashbam and the Rambam, that there is no din of chatsi shir osu ben ha-Torah as far as melech ha-Shabbos, and we don't derive this pasuk of kol malach. Now, in the next paragraph, he writes the following. What's the deal? Hamavashel nosein hakadera al ha'esh. So it means that Reuven places the pot on the fire. Verak bedovar shenase bo hamaise ein shom kishir. Dainu bakadera haisa pachos mikru grogeres. So now Rav Abramsky wants to make the following move. What is moleches bishul or afir? It means putting the pot on the fire. It means putting the dough in the oven. So he did the action of moleches bishul. Narvas, the amount that he put in to the pot was less than a shear. And he says the following. Chatzi shir kazeh osur min ha-Torah. I can accept, says Rav Yechezkel Abramsky, chatzi shir osur min ha-Torah in a case where he did the maisa hamachayev, albeit on half of a shir. So the gavra implemented a maisa bishul. He took something and put it on the pot and put it on the fire. It's going to cook, but it's missing in the shir. And that's fine. And that's perhaps what the Sifra has in mind, kol malach. However, says Rabbi Yechezkel, hacha, here in the case of the Tosefta, bi oreg chut echad, o kosef os achas, yesh chisaron shir bi etzem ha-maisa. The lack of a shir, the absence of a shir, is not in the chefta, but it's in the maisa gavra. Sherei bi oso maisik siva kosav rak os achas velo nichteva os shnia. So as far as the ksiva is concerned, he only wrote one letter, and he applies the same thing to the case of ariga. He only was orig one chut. Here it's chatzi maisa malacha, and therefore this would not qualify as an Isur Torah. You could say Chatzi Shir Osim in a Torah as far as the Chafetz is concerned. Right? You didn't eat a full Kezayis in the Veilu. You didn't bake a full Kezayis on Shabbos. You know, a full Grogeres on Shabbos. But if on the... Right? That's Chatzi Shir because the Gavra implemented a Maisa, which is a full-fledged Maisa Bishul. The Malach itself was putting the pot on the fire. That's why you chayav. The rest happens automatically. But in a case where he writes one os, or he stitches one stitch, that's not chatzi shir osim in a Torah. Ubekai gavne yesh chisarn bi etza maisa molocha. Then you could say ein kan moleches machsheves ve'enol chayav aleha ela mishum shvus. So now enter stage a whole new variable into the equation. We've been setting everything up as either black or white. Either chatzi shir is a chisarn and moleches machsheves, and therefore it's only a shvus derabanan. Or chatzi shir is not a chisarn and moleches machsheves, as Rashi seems to indicate, and therefore apply the principle chatzi shir osim in a Torah. Or a third option is to say that chatzi shir is osim in a Torah moleches Shabbos because of the drush of the sifra called molach. Comes along Rabbi Yecheskel Abramsky and he says, wait a minute. If you're going to tell me that chatzi shir is osim in a Torah and moleches Shabbos, and by the way, I don't think he's interested in distinguishing at this point between Rashi and the Sifra. Throw it all together, lump it all together, but there is such a thing as Chatzi Shir Osim in Torah in Melech HaShavah. Says Rav Abramsky, it's got to be to some extent similar or parallel to the paradigm of Chatzi Shir Osim in Torah in Machalos Asuros, which means that the Chisarn is in the Chafetz. You ate a Chatzi Shir. You baked a chatzi grogeris. That makes sense. But what about a case where he only wrote one letter? If he only wrote one letter, then the ksiva itself is incomplete. In that case, you cannot apply the principle of chatzi shir osim in Torah. This is a chisarn of chatzi shir in the pu'ulas hamalacha. And here, again, this is my own addition, the Totsas Chaim would be correct, that Chatzi Shir is a Chatzi Molacha. For example, when the Torah defines Otsah, number one, you have to pick it up, that's called an Akira. Number two, you transfer it over to another Rishus, that's called Avaris Rishus. Number three, you have to place it down in the new Rishus, that's called Anocha. Each one of these elements in the Maisa Molacha define the Molacha. So too, the Maisa Molacha of Ksiva is to write one os and then to write another os. If you wrote one os, that's not even a Molacha. But where can I accept Chatzi Shir Osim in a Torah when you took the pot and you put it on the fire? That's exactly what Meleches Bishul is all about. I took the oven, opened the oven, I put some dough in the oven. That is Meleches Hafir. The only problem is, there was a Chatzi Grogeris. Okay, on a Chatzi Grogeris, we've already seen in the context of Macholas Asuras that there is such a concept called Chazi Litztarufe, that each part is it's significant in itself, and therefore Chatzi Shir Osim in a Torah. We can apply that to Chatzi Shir Malachas, but only on one condition, that the Malacha and that the Maisa Malacha is well defined, describe it, formulated, and he did that Maisa Malacha.
Why is the act of writing different from that, though? Wasn't it an act of writing, the act of baking?
He's saying like this. He's saying that in the act of writing, os achas yesh bo chisaron b'shir shel etzem ha'maisa. Okay, that's his language. Now we'll try to see if we can figure it out. Sharei bi oso maisa ksiva shekosev os achas ena nechteves os shnia v'zokuk l'maisa acher lichtov es os ha'shnia. He writes one os, now he has to do another writing, a new maisa, in order to supplement the first maisa and make it into a maisa ksiva. However, he says, in the case of Bishul, what he did was a complete maisa Bishul. Nobody could question that he did a complete maisa Bishul. In the case of ksiva, he needs a second maisa ksiva in order to complete the Maisa Ksiva. Here, in the case of Bishul, nobody even denied that he did a full-fledged Maisa Bishul on half a grogeris. You're skeptical.
He did a whole act of writing. It's simply because of the Mishnah, which says you have to have two letters.
The Mishnah is defining two letters, he says, as the Maisa Ksiva. You wrote one letter, now you need a writing of another letter. Truth is that even when he writes two letters, he had one ma'aseh ksiva on the first letter and another ma'aseh ksiva on the other letter. So he did one ma'aseh together with another ma'aseh, and we can integrate the two ma'aseh. But in a case where he only wrote one ma'aseh, you don't have the second ma'aseh to integrate. Then you don't have a ma'aseh ksiva as far as Melech HaShabbos is concerned. Notice he understands that that this is not a problem in the Cheftz, it's a problem in the ma'aseh. What time is it now?
16.
Okay, so it's pretty much time for Mincha. Believe that.